Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday, October 4, 2007. It's now about 6:32 a.m. Central Time in the good old USA. Liberty Talk Radio is your antidote to popular talk radio. Here you are expected to do more than just listen. You are expected to think. Although we broadcast from the United States, libertarian principles of individual freedom and responsibility are universal and apply to your area of residence, be it New York, Bangkok, Berlin, or Stalingrad. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought and dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, and we'll take your comments while on the air. At other times, you may call 903-551-2186 and leave a voice message. Of course, you can send us email at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. We will try to respond to your comments during our next broadcast. In addition to accessing Liberty Talk Radio from our website, you may now access broadcasts from blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues, especially now during these very, very tumultuous, turbulent, critical times. Go to Andy Sutton's website, my2centsonline.com. That's my2centsonline.com. That too is a numerical two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to his occasional broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/my2cents. Andy is very erudite when it comes to financial matters. I do touch on financial matters, but he's the guru. And much of what I learn comes from him, and I give him credit for that. Okay, well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to start off with an email. As you know, this is a non-funded station. Now, toward the end, I thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support. That's because that's my wife's audiology practice, and she does pay for just a few items, and in return, we give her some airtime. But for the most part, everything on this station is paid for by the Cristiano family. We don't receive, nor do we accept any donations or contributions from anyone. In fact, if they send it in, we'll have to send it back. This is a free station. We don't expect anyone to pay for it. This is my dime. This is my contribution. And I really do hope it makes a difference. I am extremely frustrated with the manner in which we conduct ourselves today as peoples here in the United States, and more so the way our government reacts to what our perceived needs are. Last night I went to a meeting. The speaker didn't show, unfortunately, so we just had a roundtable discussion. There was a group of us there interested in the ballot access movement here in Oklahoma. Very, very important. And it wasn't a very encouraging discussion. And we all agreed that if you keep on top of the issues as they are, not watching television, not watching popular talk radio, not listening to the talking heads on CNBC News, but if you keep abreast of what is actually going on, it is very difficult to keep your chin up. It is very discouraging. I know of people, good friends of mine, sharp people. I mean, guys who have PhDs, good thinkers, and just wonderful, good people who literally drop out of the scene altogether because it is so discouraging. They would prefer to go back to their math and sciences, for example, and hope that the whole thing goes away. They would prefer because they say it seems so hopeless, and I cannot disagree with them. It is very, very, very difficult. Last night, a couple of the gentlemen at the meeting who were pretty active in the Liberty movement in different organizations are really concerned that they, you know, that they're on the no-fly list because they have a website and things like that. And they're very concerned. They're very concerned that someday they will be picked up, and because of the enactment of all this terrorist legislation, they can literally be picked up. And they're good family people. Good family. I mean, they're wonderful, wonderful people. They're not crazy terrorists or wackos or anything like that. And we're talking about PhDs, guys who have a lot of education and not so much education, but good critical thinkers. And they all express the same concern that, you know, will I say something someday that will trigger the government to have me picked up without cause and put away and I disappear? And they don't do anything crazy, but they're actually concerned about it. Could you imagine in a free society, in a country like the United States, if you voice your opinion, you have to be afraid not only for being arrested, but being arrested without charge and for literally disappearing? I think I told you this once before. There's one fellow who's involved in the 9/11 truth movement. I mean, a wonderful family man. He's just involved in it. He could not get on an airplane. He was on the no-fly list because his name appeared on a website. And all he does is, you know, go to meetings. He doesn't do anything more than that. And he conducts a couple, he gave a couple of speeches, and I think that about did him in. And my sons also worry. They say, Dad, you know, we're really concerned that, you know, someday you're going to say something on your broadcast, and I'm sure the government listens into all these to see what's going on. And if you get the wrong person or the right person, you know, listening at exactly the right time to one of my broadcasts, and they don't like what I say, they're afraid I'm going to disappear. Now, whether or not that is reality is immaterial. The fact is that people are concerned about that. It almost seems like we're in a third world country where no one says anything in fear of. In a free country, we are in fear of. We're in a horrible situation. So much of our freedoms have been expanded in the past 50 years. We have so much more that's available to us. And on one side of the ledger, our freedoms have been expanded. We can do more. We can say more. Look what I'm doing here. I have a radio broadcast. I couldn't do this 50 years ago. That would be, I would need $1 million to have a radio broadcast. So in effect, technology has improved my freedoms, has expanded my freedoms, has given me liberties that I had not had before. But on the other hand, because of those liberties, I could be abused by our own government. That should scare us. Now, as I said on my blog, you know, our government officials know this. They know which buttons to push, which buttons not to push. We have our candidates for president. If you would listen carefully and take away, try to eliminate the noise, try to put filters in your ears, and you'll listen to things like bills being passed, legislation being proposed, regulation being voted on. And all that is the restriction of our liberty, is watching us more closely on everything that we do. Now, before I get into that, I want to read you an email that was very heartwarming. I would be less than honest if I told you that on more than one occasion during the week, I say to myself, I'm shutting down that station. This is a lot of work. My free time is taken reading material. And it ain't fun material, folks. I wish I could be reading. I have a couple of novels in there that I'd love to get through that I just can't seem to get to because I have so much reading material to do. And the novels are interesting and fun, and they lower my blood pressure. And what I read does the exact opposite. It keeps me up at night. It raises my blood pressure. It just gets me angry. But I need to read that for the radio broadcast. So believe me when I say, every day I say, I'm shutting this thing down. This is too much work. And I don't feel like I'm getting anything from it. And then something like this happens. Listen to this email. This says, Mr. Cristiano, Dear Mr. Cristiano, rather, this is from, I will not tell his last name, I never do that near, but his name is Pasquale. And he may be writing from Italy, but I'm not sure. He said, first of all, I have to apologize for my English. I wrote this email only to congratulate with you for your wonderful work with your Liberty Talk Radio. I am Italian and am very proud that people in the world like you spread the libertarian ideas. The libertarian ideals are always ridiculed and maltreated by the mass media. Most people think that anarchy is a symptom of terrorism. They do not know that anarchy does not mean bombs, but justice, love, freedom. Thank you. Now, that erases any thought of me getting rid of this program. To know that someone is listening and appreciates the fact that I am spreading the word of liberty, not of a particular political fraction, but of liberty itself for all people. I found that heartwarming. Pasquale, I tell you, if you will send me your T-shirt size and your mailing address, I would be more than happy to send you a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt. All right. I have another one here, and this is going to be a segue probably to our program this morning. We only have a half-hour program this morning. It says, in a previous show, you talked about freedom to come and go as you please. I assume you also mean open borders. How could that work? There are over 6 billion people inhabiting this planet. What if they all came here because of opportunity, jobs, free welfare, etc.? How can you justify an open border position? I'll listen to your reply. Enjoy your show, John. I think he's from Las Vegas. John, that question is posed very, very frequently. And this is what I'm trying to get across when I say we have to understand the concept of liberty. We have a choice. Either we as individuals make the determination as to how we come and go. Now, remember, understand that when we talk about liberty, we're not talking about liberty for people in a certain city or state or geographic location or demographic. We are talking liberty for all people around the world. Of course, that includes us. Now, if we are talking about liberty, I want you to follow me here, please, because this is a very delicate subject. If we are talking about where anyone can go between, let's say, Mexico and the United States, China and the United States, Europe and the United States, you know, we are talking freedom to move as you please. That is freedom. Now, if that freedom is good for them, that freedom is also good for us. In other words, what we take the assumption that everyone in the world would come to the United States. That is not necessarily true. There are many people here in the United States. I have friends that really want to go to Europe. They would prefer to live in Europe. That would be two people, minus two people here, plus two people in Europe. All right. Now, if two people from Europe came here, we would be equal. So it's sort of a zero-sum game, but it's in both directions. So first of all, if we restrict the freedom for other people, then logically, I mean, in all fairness, I should say, we have to restrict our freedom as well. Now, when we say restrict freedom, what do we mean? That means someone's got to make the determination as to who comes and goes in every country. Well, we can only relegate that to one group, and that would be the bureaucracy within a centralized government. So do we want centralized government bureaucrats dictating where you come and go? Well, you say, oh, no, 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 the United States wouldn't do that. I can come and go as I please. But they can't. You see the logic in that is poor. There is no logic. You can't say, I'm a free, because I was born in the United States. And that's the luck of the draw, guy. That's the absolute luck of the draw, John. Right? You were born here. That means you can come and go as you please, but Jose in Mexico, screw him. He can't come and go as he please because by the luck of the draw, he was born in Mexico. So now he cannot come and go as he pleases. Now, there's something inherently wrong with that. And I think you'll agree there's something inherently wrong. But I know where you're coming from. You say, well, that everyone will come to the United States. Well, as I said before, not everyone would come to the United States, number one. Number two, do you want a centralized bureaucratic organization to determine where everyone comes and goes? I certainly don't, and I don't think you want either. So what does that leave it to? Who makes the determination? Well, the people. For example, immigration into the United States stopped dead in its tracks during the 1930s. The reason for that is that there was no opportunity here. Now, the people who should dictate whether or not people come and go is the opportunity for that place. Now, there are plenty of people in the United States who would go to foreign countries. They would want to live in China, maybe because they want to study the culture there. Maybe they want to go to school there. Maybe they want the influence. Maybe they have relatives there. And I pick China, but any nation around the world, whether it be Algeria, France, Czechoslovakia, Russia, Kazakhstan, regardless of where it is, but we could be able to flow as come and go as we please. Now, if in the United States there was no opportunity, in other words, there were no more jobs, let's say all the jobs in the fields picking vegetables were taken, then people wouldn't come here because they would come. They would risk their lives coming across the border, which they wouldn't have to do in a free society. They would just take a bus, come here and, you know, say, well, there's no jobs. Well, I'm going back to where I was because that's where my family is. I mean, it's a natural force. There's a natural force that brings people together. There's a natural force that compels people to move from one location to the other. Now, folks, don't think it's so easy that for people to come from one place to another. When people leave their homes, I mean, that is a traumatic experience. And I don't care where you come from. I don't care if you come from Shanghai or from Taiwan or wherever you come from. It is very difficult to leave your roots, even if there's some opportunity. It has to be absolutely compelling. My problem with the immigration issue now is that our focus, or our anger, is being focused on the poor people who are risking their lives to do the jobs here that we need to get done to keep our economy going, which makes no sense whatsoever. Our anger, our distrust should be directly against our government for tolerating the government of Mexico placing the people in such a position that they would leave their families and risk their lives just to work in the fields in the 100-degree heat for 10 hours a day for pittance money. I mean, that's how bad it is. You cross the border from the United States to Mexico. The United States is one of the richest countries in the world. And you go to Mexico and you wind up in one of the poorest countries in the world just by crossing a border. That should speak volumes of what the Mexican government is like. We should not be supporting them, not giving them one penny of anything. We should trade with them, but it should be a two-way street. Our anger should be towards the Mexican government, not the Mexican people. And our anger should be focused not on the people who are here, but the policies of the United States. They say, well, people will come here because of welfare. Well, then you don't have an immigration issue problem. You have a welfare issue problem. You don't want welfare. But remember, what's good for them is good for you. Don't expect that they go on welfare. They can't go on welfare, but you can. You see what I mean? Freedom is universal. It applies to everyone in everything that we do. And we do not need a government to tell us when to be free and when not to be free. Now, there would be restrictions on immigration provided that when people come in, if people come in and there are no boarding houses, no places to rent, no places to sleep, no places, you know, places to eat are expensive, and there are no jobs, what would the incentive be? All right, I know the response. Well, what about all those bad people that'll come here and prisoners that they let out of jail? They'll come over here. Well, what are those people going to do? Now, if our government would cut down all the bureaucratic crap that we have to go through, that they ties up the police department on immigrants, and they let them go because they can't handle all the – they don't even know where to go if they get an immigrant. They call the immigration society. They get kissed off, so they let them go. They don't have jails for them. But if we treated an illegal immigrant as we would an American citizen who committed a crime, we wouldn't have that problem. Those people who are committing crimes would be off the street. And those people who wanted to work would work. We wouldn't have detention centers for illegal immigrants who all they want to do is pick lettuce. We have bastardized this situation beyond recognition, folks. I wasn't going to talk about the immigration issue, and here we are, almost 20 minutes on the immigration issue. Now I'm really angry because I didn't want to talk about this. But it really gets my goat. What it boils down to is our liberty. We have to understand what liberty means. Now, on my blog, I said we need to understand the fundamental philosophy that defines our liberty. Unfortunately, this is not universally understood. Politicians know that and use it to their advantage and to our loss. That's what my blog says. And it's exactly what this issue is about. Is about our liberty. Now, when the politicians talk, during the debate, I hate using that word, when they have this pedestrian kindergarten show and tell on television where they stand on the stage like idiots, and they talk about we have to get tough on immigration, and then you hear an applause in the background, you know, be damned. I mean, be damned. The person who said that should be damned, and the people who applaud should be damned. You know, those people, if you took their liberties away, they would be livid. But they say, I'm an American, I'm born, bred, you know, red-blooded American, you know. What difference does it make? You had nothing to do with that. You didn't earn that. You were just born here. You know, if your mother was traveling at the time and she was in Mexico, you'd be Mexican. It's the luck of the draw. So let's stop taking the luck of the draw and making it a birthright. It's not a birthright. It's a bureaucratic right. And if there's one thing free people don't want, is they don't want rights divvied out and parceled by bureaucrats. I don't, but neither do you. But if you don't, then it has to apply to everybody. And when we see these illegal immigrants and we see the problems with illegal immigration, we should not blame the immigrants. We should blame the policies. We should blame the failed policies of a centralized government that will refuse to recognize the people who are here and what they're capable of doing. If they did have jobs and they didn't have to hide, would they be doing what they're doing? My answer is no. They probably would not be. And they'd be better citizens. We would all be better off. And maybe I can get grapefruits for 59 cents a pound again. Damn, they're expensive. I went to the store the other day. Everything was so expensive. It took a big chunk just to buy my vegetables and fruits. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to this broadcast is coming to a close soon, in another 5 minutes. But what I want to do is I want to save the Sunday night's broadcast for the ethanol issue. And the ethanol issue ties in closely to the immigration issue. It is a liberty issue. Ethanol is a bad idea, and we're going to talk about that. And I would love for you to call in. I know this is Thursday morning, and typically I don't get calls in on Thursday morning because people are sleepy or they're running to get to work. But on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, we will start the program with the ethanol issue. But not ethanol in itself, but ethanol and how it affects our liberty. This program is about liberty. Now, if you want to call in after the show, call 903-551-2186. This is Liberty Talk Radio. My name is Joe Cristiano. Just leave a message. You have to make it ring about five times, and you can leave a message. Now, let me see if we have something else. I have another point that I would like to make regarding immigration. And I read this in an article, and I said, excellent point. I underlined it. I said, make sure I make this one point. And it says here, to illustrate with a simple example of immigration into your hometown of Colchester, Vermont, let us consider immigrants from, say, Mexico, and then in parentheses they say, or Boston, it doesn't matter, and it is significant that it does not matter. I'm not going to go through the whole article, but listen carefully to what this says. It says, immigrants from Mexico or Boston. I know what you're saying. You know. Joe Sixpack would say,
"Yeah, well, we're blood-red Americans. You know, that's why the Mexicans are not American." You know,
but it doesn't make any difference. There are no border guards between. I'm in Oklahoma. No border guards between Texas and Oklahoma. No one asked me for a passport. I'm not a citizen of Texas. How come I'm not stopped and searched? The fact is, I'm not, because it doesn't make any difference, folks. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Okay. All right, I want to leave on a high note, folks. This is current events. The United States is now $10 trillion in debt. In the red, it says. This is a article from the Miami Herald. Congress raised the limit once again as U.S. debt nears $10 trillion. That's about $30,000 for every American. Isn't that cherry? This is beautiful. And I think that it's been raised, something like the debt limits have been raised almost every year for the past 15 years because they cannot hold it in. All they keep on doing is printing more money. And that ties into our liberty again, because when the government prints money out of nothing, they deflate the money that is in our wallet. So our liberty is being eroded. Congratulations, Americans. Our government has now placed us $10 trillion in debt, over $30,000 for every American in the United States. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. Well, this is let me get my papers here. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com, or phone in your questions to 903-551-2186. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, folks, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned.